Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Now, who do we root for in the national championship game? This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. With the odds on favorite to win the NCAA tournament upset in the first game, and the sentimental favorite losing at the buzzer in the second game, an absolutely compelling Final Four hasn't left us with a really good choice now, has it? UConn looked completely dead after scoring only 4 points in the first 11 minutes against favored Florida. But the Huskies and their amazing point guard Shabazz Napier made the Gators look more like footballers trying to play round ball for the rest of the way. Maybe Florida also thought it was over at 16-4 before Napier got the offense and UConn clearly looking like the better team. And how about Aaron Harrison and John Calipari doing it again? For the better Harrison twin, it was the third straight game he made the winning play at the buzzer. And for Calipari, at least a third straight game his team has been behind, figured out how to come back, and then won it at the end. Everyone outside Big Blue Nation wanted Wisconsin to win and veteran coach Bo Ryan to reach his first Final Four. But it came down to the one foul shot the Badgers missed and the NBA tray Harrison made a few seconds later. While Wisconsin had one last shot, by that time the basketball gods were calling Kentucky back to the Final Four for a third time in the last 4 years. Why, I have no earthly idea. The Wildcats are like the Yankees, the Patriots, and the Heat. Other than their considerable legions of fans, few others root for them. Is it fair that Calipari makes his fifth Final Four with three different schools, while the white-haired Wisconsin coach probably lost his best shot to get there? And UConn, I remember when Carolina beat the Huskies in the 1998 East Region Final, again frustrating coach Jim Calhoun, who had been so close but just couldn't seem to win that Elite Eight game. Well, since then, Connecticut has been to four Final Fours under Calhoun and cut down the nets three times. Does it somehow seem fair that his second-year successor, Kevin Ollie, who was coaching in the NBA for 10 years and once wanted to stay there, takes the Huskies in his first season they are eligible to go? I like how Kentucky has improved and Calipari coaches, and I think they will win. But you cannot believe UConn Shabazz until you see him control the game. Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if the 7th seed found a way to beat the 8th seed. This is Archansky. See ya.